Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of myself and the entire Flight Wisdom crew, we'd like to thank you for listening this evening. We know you have a choice as to where you get your aviation news, and we thank you for tuning in. Now please sit back, relax, as we taxi through the features of this briefing. This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 7. Sun Country Airlines is going to add service between Minneapolis-St. Paul and London Stansted Airport beginning June 11th and going through August 15th. The service will depart on Fridays with a midday return on Sundays and will be operated with a 737-800, which will make a refueling stop en route in Gander, Newfoundland. Southwest Airlines celebrated its 25th year of service at Chicago Midway and at St. Louis Lambert Airport. Congratulations to Southwest, and here's hoping to 25 years more. JetBlue announced it would add a second daily flight to Kingston, Jamaica from New York's JFK Airport beginning June 17. Continental and American Airlines have joined Delta Airlines and JetBlue Airways in requesting a temporary exemption from the new tarmac delay rules for the duration of the runway work at JFK. The DOT expects to respond to all airlines soon. Delta Airlines will be reducing the number of gates it uses at Cincinnati Airport and use one concourse instead of two, and 28 gates as opposed to the previous 50, continuing the slow decline of the city as a Delta hub. Bombardier's CRJ-1000 program has resumed flight testing. The program had been grounded since July with a software glitch, and despite this delay, the company aims to deliver the first 100-seat CRJ-1000 before January 31st. Jetstar, which is a subsidiary of Qantas, is doubling the size of its Airbus 330 fleet to 12 planes to increase its long-haul service. The airline already flies to destinations which include Japan, Hawaii, and Hong Kong. United Airlines pilots and cabin crew picketed outside the airline's Chicago headquarters on Wednesday over a joint venture with Irish carrier Aer Lingus. On March 28th, Aer Lingus will operate a daily flight from Washington to Madrid on behalf of United, who will sell and market the flight. The United personnel fear that it will lead to a continual outsourcing trend. United management claims the arrangement allows them to operate a route they otherwise could not afford to operate. The United picketers were joined in their protest by pilots from Delta Airlines, Continental Airlines, Lufthansa, and regional U.S. airlines, the Mesa Air Group, and Colgan Air. Air Berlin has cut its order for the Boeing 787 Dreamliner from 25 to 15 aircraft, and reduced its options for additional aircraft from 10 to 5. They also deferred delivery of their order. The Dreamliner itself is already several years behind schedule. United Airlines introduced its mobile check-in and mobile boarding pass program. The boarding pass program is now available at all of its hubs: Chicago O'Hare, Denver, Washington Dulles, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, as well as Dallas-Fort Worth, New York LaGuardia, Las Vegas, Orlando, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle. They plan to expand the program in the coming weeks. Continental Airlines announced new nonstop service from Houston's Intercontinental Airport to Tuxtla Gutierrez, Chiapas, Mexico, their 30th Mexican destination. The new flight will be operated twice a week by 50-seat Embraer 145 regional jets. The Southwest Porch, a seating and dining area in the southwest corner of New York City's Bryant Park, behind the 42nd Street Library, will return on March 29th for another season of Southwest Airlines-themed dining. On April 6th, American Airlines will launch new twice-daily service from Yeager International Airport in Charleston, West Virginia, using 44-seat Embraer 145 regional jets. The service will be in direct competition with United Airlines, who already operates two flights daily. We previously reported that JetBlue Airways would be increasing its LAX service. We now further report, courtesy of Dan Webb's Things in the Sky blog, that this comes at the continuing expense of service to JetBlue's Long Beach hub. The New York to Long Beach route saw its peak of 8 daily flights in 2005, and will now be only twice daily. Service to Boston will only be once daily. Virgin America announced that it will be flying from LAX and San Francisco to Orlando and Toronto this summer, and has promised 3 additional destinations to be announced this year. The Toronto service could begin as early as June, pending government approval, with more details to come. The Orlando service is already available for sale, with travel beginning August 19th. Virgin America will also terminate its 4 daily flights from San Francisco to John Wayne Airport in Orange County on May 26th, pulling out of the airport entirely. Continental Airlines will shift its operations on March 24th to the North Terminal at Detroit Metro Airport to be closer to its Star Alliance partners. The signage will be changed overnight and will be correct that morning in the event that you are taking a flight. In a final bit of breaking news, talks between British Airways and unions appear to have broken down. With a strike already authorized by its members, the union could very well shut down the airline for a 3-day walkout this weekend. British Airways does have a contingency plan to operate over half of its flights with chartered services and hastily trained personnel, but this cannot hold out indefinitely. Stay tuned. Links to press releases and articles referenced can be found in the notes for each briefing on our website. If you have a story you'd like to hear on the Flight Wisdom briefing, please contact us at blog.flightwisdom.com or on Twitter at Flight Wisdom. This has been Flight Wisdom Briefing number 7, released March 18th, 2010. For your own safety, please remain seated until the captain has turned off the fastened seatbelt sign.